is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the topic of betrayal. They always say it is the people who are closest to you that will do absolutely the most damage to you. And who are those people in men's lives? Yeah, women we have relationships with. They will do us the most dirty. However, unlike men in the West, men in other countries, when they're done dirty by their women, they will take action. Like the man in this article that was sent to me by, of course, Neo the Outflanker, that was published on the 13th of June. Gentlemen, we are returning to good old Maskistan. Maskistan just has that ring to it. Quote unquote, you betray, you are deleted. Man boasts about beheading girlfriend for cheating on him. Yes, ladies of the West, men in other countries, when they're cheated on, they will take action. Unlike the men over here in the West, or should I say, the majority of men here in the West who have been purposefully defanged, declawed by society. Yeah, and even to make matters worse, men over here are gaslit with the following phrase. She cheats, his fault. He cheats, his fault. That is absolutely goddamn ridiculous. However, in this woman's case, she literally lost her head because of her actions. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! In a bizarre and gruesome incident, a man beheaded his girlfriend with a knife at a graveyard in UP's Bulandshahr. Gentlemen, the ultimate irony. He lopped her head off in a graveyard. The obsessed lover also made a bold admission about the crime he committed. In a video posted on X, the man is seen bragging about offlining the woman for having an affair with another man. He claimed that the woman used 2.5 years of his earnings and that she deserved to be offlined because she was a betrayer. Gentlemen, this sounds eerily familiar. And if you want to know, yes, I actually did an HMT on this particular man in Texas who blew his wife's head off with a shotgun after asking her, do you know Jesus? You're about to meet him. Yeah, he gave her the death wish quote. Why? Because it came to light that she was cheating on him and using his money to do so. Yeah, talk about betrayal on two fronts. Quote unquote, caught Dolly Gardon, slit her throat, he says, grinning. When the reporter asks which film inspired the crime, he laughs and responds, quote unquote, Balu. I am a fan of Sanjay Dutt, sir. Then he laughs while talking about the crime he committed and says he is a fan of Bollywood actor Sanjay Dutt and the quote unquote Balu Balram character played by Dutt in the movie Kalnayak. Pretty sure I butchered that, but oh well. In the video, he identifies himself as Balu, though local media reports his name as Adnan. Quote unquote, I will offline my friends too if they betray me, he declared in the video. The man seems insane. However, you also have to take a little bit of time to think how people consistently betray one another in this new environment, in this new society. Some people simply are not going to allow themselves to be taken advantage of. Showing absolutely no regard for the gruesome crime, the man further warned the authorities and said, quote unquote, if any of my family members are touched, I will offline everybody and bomb the houses of those who dare touch my family. The victim has been identified as Asma, and the police have sent her carcass for post-mortem. Further investigation is underway in the case, and the accused has been arrested. Well, well, well. You women here in the West, your infidelity, your betrayal is outright accepted and even incentivized by the state. Yeah, this is how bad relationships have gotten. And yet, you have all of this propaganda, all of these psyops trying to tell men you should get into relationships. No. No, 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 no. Gentlemen, There's an old saying in the mob. It's always your friend that comes to take you out. And gentlemen, as we say over here in this space, it is the people who are closest to you who will do you the absolute dirtiest. And who was the closest people in a man's life? The woman he lays down with. And we all know when it comes to today's woman, yeah, she will do you the absolute dirtiest and will do so with a smile in her face and the court of public opinion at her back. Yeah, gentlemen, more and more men have said, fuck it, when they've become betrayed by the woman that they wanted to put their trust in. And guess what, ladies? More and more men have realized just how duplicitous you are. And guess what? They're taking matters into their own hands. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in a graveyard. The ultimate irony. I have to give this a 15 under general principle. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. I'm going to give that a 25. Psychological impact. I got to give this a 40 because you can still view the video on X. Yeah, this guy looks absolutely insane. However, look past his physical looks and what he actually says. Yeah, the man is definitely right in a lot of areas about being betrayed. And for the brutality factor, he lopped her head off with a knife, which I'm using the word lop very loosely. More than likely, he sawed it off. And yeah, gentlemen, that is not a quick or painless way to go. So I'm going to give him a 40 for the brutality factor. So Adnan the Annihilator gets a score of 120. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and circle back to some of the haunting things that this man said about being betrayed. Yeah, she betrayed him. She also used his money to betray him. Yeah, that right there, man. Woo! Talk about disrespectful. Taking money from one man to use it with another man. Yeah, that's why that guy down in Texas went crazy. And yet, he did not get such a long sentence. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, more and more men around the world are no longer putting up with betrayal from women, women's infidelity. You see, women here in America, they get to enjoy a huge safety net when it comes to infidelity. Why? Because Western men have been defanged, declawed, and unfortunately, in more cases, deballed. Yeah, a lot of men in relationships are literally functioning eunuchs. Why? Well, it's not because of women per se. It's because they know they have the gun of the state, proxy violence in their deck of cards. They know they can use that. Granted, the simp and white knights are definitely going down in number, but they still have the violence by gun of the state that they can call in. Yeah. And honestly, I think more and more cops are tired of going to domestics. Why? Because they realize it is the woman that tends to be the initiator, especially when it comes to verbal and mental and psychological abuse. That is women's playground. Not one woman has ever been arrested for publicly emasculating a man. Yet, if a man so much as moves to defend himself, people are willing to jump on him and get him thrown in the clink. Yeah, right, no. However, women outside of America, yeah, they don't enjoy that protection. And they will get dealt with when they're found to be unfaithful to the man that they're with. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, you Western women, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in America, which I'm going to continue to tell you, is nothing more than an illusion that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men here in America are going to continue to allow you to do whatever you want and not retaliate, that is going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, women of the West, men of the West are looking at men from other countries and how they handle business. And believe you me, there are more and more men in America who are deciding to take a page from other men's book when it comes to dealing with treacherous women. And guess what? There will be no end to men who put the mask on. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill. Yeah, fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.